The Namesake by Connor Fitzgerald. Read by John Garasio. Wednesday, 26 August. 1. Milan. Before we begin, said the magistrate, I want you all to know that there is no chance of a happy ending to this story. A policeman stepped forward. He was a young man with an accent full of the unclosed vowels of southern Italy. He said, Sometimes these cases work out for the best. How old are you? 28, Giudice. I am almost twice your age, agente. I have had experience of cases like this before. Just one is enough to change your outlook on life and stop you from hoping. The other four police officers filling the small room nodded, which had the effect of isolating their outspoken colleague. The magistrate regarded them with a hint of disdain and pressed the tips of his fingers against the polished wood of his organized desk, then shook his head in sadness at the open laptop in front of him as he set forth the essentials of the troubling case before them. At 4 o'clock yesterday, after spending 2 hours in the Aqua Felix swimming pool, Teresa Resca, 14 years of age, was waiting for a bus that would take her back home to San Donato. A car drew up, and for some reason she climbed into it. The whole scene was captured by a CCTV camera located on the outside wall of an office block here. The magistrate spun his laptop around on his desk so they all could see, and hit the space bar to start the video. There she is, holding her pink sports bag. The camera has a narrow field of vision. She seems to be talking to someone who moves out of frame. Now you can see the car pull up. And before you ask, yes, the camera is too high up to capture the number plate. The car is probably a gray...